This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His Bible was green and good, the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
15-year-old Somali refugee Abdul Razak Ali Artan, who obtained a green card to enter the United States in 2014, injured 11 students on the Ohio State University campus yesterday, first striking them with a car and then exiting the car to attack the students with a butcher knife. WorldNet Daily reports Campus Police Chief Craig Stone said, "Our officer was on the scene in less than a minute, and he ended the situation in less than a minute. He engaged the suspect, and he eliminated the threat. The suspect is DOA." Artan had been quoted in the campus newspaper, The Lantern, several months ago, complaining about the school's lack of Islamic prayer rooms. He blamed the negative view Americans have of Muslims on Islamophobia planted in their minds by the U.S. media, not by the numerous terror attacks or sexual assaults. And the delusional blame game continues to mushroom. Tariq Nasheed, an extreme left documentary filmmaker, bemoaned, "So white officer Alan Haruko, who shot and killed the black Somali stabbing suspect in Ohio, is being paraded as a hero? That's interesting." Anti-Second Amendment Senator Tim Kaine tweeted, "Deeply saddened by the senseless act of gun violence at Ohio State this morning. Praying for the injured and the entire Buckeye community." Of course, no gun was used. Paul Joseph Watson pointed out that a woman named Kay tweeted, "Poor kid goes through hell as a child in Somalia, comes to America, probably been bullied by racists in white Ohio. Now he's dead. Thanks, Trump." And even the New World Order chimed in as Anna de Rothschild tweeted, "Thoughts and prayers are with the victims in Ohio. America must wake up and abolish your Second Amendment. It is 100% the problem. Trump is blind." Meanwhile, back here in reality that exists 24/7 outside of the Twitter universe, people in Columbus, Ohio now have more reason to be looking over their shoulder. As recent as February of 2016, Mohammed Berry, a Muslim immigrant from Guinea, charged into the Nazareth restaurant and deli in Columbus, Ohio and attacked the patrons with a machete in what was described as a bloodbath. Berry was shot dead. CNSNews.com reports 98,799 Somali refugees have settled in the United States since 9/11. More than 99% of those refugees are Muslim, reflecting the religious makeup of Somalia's population, which is almost entirely Muslim, predominantly Sunni. The largest number of Somali refugees arriving in the country since 9/11 have been settled in Minnesota, almost 16,000, Ohio, more than 7,500, and sizable communities also in Texas, New York, and Arizona. America chose Trump for a reason. Paul Joseph Watson writes, "Just 3 weeks ago, Trump cautioned that Somali migrants in states such as Minnesota were refusing to integrate and that a portion of them posed a terror threat. Some of them are joining ISIS and spreading their extremist views all over our country and all over the world," said Trump. Of course, no one wants to call it a terror attack, but Berry and Artan were just following orders from terrorists. Business Insider reports Michael Smith, the founder of security from Kronos Advisory, who has advised Congress on terror-related issues, pointed out on Twitter that an ISIS video released days before the OSU attack showed a French ISIS member demonstrating how to kill people using knives. The ISIS member also called for attacks in the West, and in the past 2 months, English-language ISIS propaganda magazines have called for vehicle and knife attacks. Sorry, Anna de Rothschild and Senator Tim Kaine. Thanks to people like you and your globalist policies, this is precisely why Americans need their Second Amendment rights. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
David Knight here with Owen Schroer and Darren McBreen, a couple of our other reporters. We're going to be talking about the attack piece on Alex Jones by CNN and this narrative of fake news. But, of course, we just heard that report from John Bound at the top of the hour talking about how the left is trying to defend this guy who attacked people in OSU. And, of course, I've got an article here from Politico solidly and the Hillary Clinton left camp solidly attacking Donald Trump, saying Trump tweets that the alleged OSU attacker should not have been in our country. They think this is a winning issue. That's how out of touch they are with the electorate. And, of course, Trump said on Wednesday morning that the OSU student who allegedly wounded, I don't know that we need the allegedly there, several people during a stabbing attack was, quote, a refugee who should not have been in our country. Was he vetted? When I saw these reports, guys, they didn't even know what his age was. plus or minus 5 years. They don't know anything about this guy, and yet he is a legal permanent resident. This is what Donald Trump said from the very beginning. They tried to push this thing by saying, well, you know, he wanted to ban all Muslims. No, what he was saying was we need to stop all immigration from certain countries until we can vet the people who are coming in so we don't have this exact thing. He was proven right. And now they continue to try to attack him, saying, look, he's attacking Muslims. No, it's Muslims who are attacking us.
By the way, Jimmy Carter did the same thing during his administration in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right. And that was to stop any people from Iran coming in. And they were seriously vetted. And a lot of them were not allowed into the country because of the whole Iran crisis and the whole hostage crisis.
Right.
So, they always try to point and make this a kind of a Republican type of thing, but the Democrats did the same thing in the 70s.
Right.
Well, how are you supposed to properly vet people that come from a country that doesn't have any infrastructure? How are you supposed to find out somebody's age who doesn't even know it themselves?
Yeah.
So we know that this is going on, and this is something that, you know, refugee programs have to deal with. I mean, this is a humanitarian effort to take care of these people. But the problem is ISIS knows this. So what they do is they infiltrate these refugee groups. They say, oh, I don't know my age. You know, I don't know where I came from. I'm from a country with no infrastructure.
And of course, the problem is we created ISIS, and we created the regime overthrow that created the refugees. I mean, we created that. So when you look at the Aleppo boy and your heart goes out to him, as it should, understand that it was Hillary Clinton who set the Middle East on fire, who created this situation, and who tried to do everything they can to prevent the Assad regime or the Russians who are working with them to try to stop this and get back to a peaceful situation.
Well, hold on a minute.
They're not
David,
better off.
CNN says that's a conspiracy.
That's right.
I heard it last night.
It is a conspiracy, but it's not a theory, okay? Let's talk about the fake news of CNN. We've got a Trump economist, Steve Moore, who takes him on. I want to play this clip and get your comments on this.
And when I say fake news, I mean stories that are designed to trick people into believing lies.
Let's be clear. Donald Trump would lose the election.
Right now, Donald Trump will lose the election.
I mean, if you look at the battleground states right now, Donald Trump's going to lose.
This is different what Donald Trump's doing. It's sinister. It reeks of Joe McCarthy.
Texas is still competitive.
Is the election over? I mean, a lot of political scientists would say at this point, nothing matters.
Today, Citibank said if Trump's elected, the market will go down 3-5%.
If Donald Trump wins the election, the stock market will tank.
I mean, and that would hurt the stock market.
If Trump were to win, you know, the stock market would go down. You know, one of the pillars of the infamous blue wall.
Talking about if she can hold there, that's a key part of that blue wall.
Trump clearly going after that blue wall.
It's whether Hillary Clinton's going to win by small margin or whether we're going to essentially annihilate Donald Trump.
I think Hillary will win.
And most analysts are saying that Hillary Clinton's going to win in a landslide.
I still think it's likely that Hillary Clinton will win.
38-40% of people, roughly speaking, are going to have voted for Trump.
And if Donald Trump does lose, particularly if he loses in the face of a massive turnout from Latino communities.
But there's an invisible surge with Latinos.
The surge of the Latino vote, that's going to be enough.
The surge in Hispanic Latino voting.
This is the number right here we're all going to be talking about after the election. It is the Hispanic vote.
But the surge of Latino voters,
African American voters and Hispanic voters and college educated white women especially are coming out in droves.
He claims that the media is lying and that its reporting cannot be believed. So Donald Trump will lose.
They're the most basic, pure form of fake news.
Yeah, the most purest form of fake news. You just saw it, the clips from the mainstream media themselves. And everybody has seen that. Just a reminder and that real tight clip of what they've been lying to you about. And so they're trying to get that back. And, of course, they can't let go, guys, of this notion that Donald Trump actually won. I mean, you were trying to drag them into reality, kicking and screaming, but they keep screaming and kicking even louder, trying to say, we're going to pull this back. Oh, the Electoral College has got to go, this and that. We're going to have a revolt of electors. None of that's going to happen. And yet this piece that they did last night, when we said, yeah, there really is election fraud. There really is voter fraud.
Everybody
and if we
knows
take,
that.
Yeah, we know that. And so you want to create this false illusion that Hillary Clinton, and it's amazing to watch this after the election. These people continue to persist, but I keep watching her vote total grow. You know, wow, she's going to win by 1 million votes. No, by 1.5 million, 2 million, 2.5. And then the last one I saw, I think it was on Daily News, they said, well, currently she's leading by 2.5 million. It's like, well, folks, the real election ended about 3 weeks ago, but you keep pushing this and you keep padding it. And that's precisely why we need the Electoral Colleges as a firewall against the corruption where in places like New York, they can continue to pad the vote.
Well, The Onion ought to write a story. Hillary Clinton wins by 100 million votes because, you know, that's what they'll do next. They'll just have 100 million people show up to vote. But this is amazing. This is the second time that the Clinton campaign is going to try to have their cake and eat it, too. Let's remember, they said that there's no such thing as rigged elections. Don't worry about voter fraud. We got it under control. But meanwhile, out of the other side of their mouth, they're saying that Russia is hacking the elections. We need to beware of Russia. We've got people, you know, overlooking the elections to make sure they're happening. So they tried to have their cake and eat it too there. Now they're trying to do it again. They're demonizing Donald Trump for talking about illegal voting or voter fraud while they're recounting the election.
And of course, she said that it was absolutely going to destroy the fabric of American democracy to question the results of the election.
Yeah, the peaceful. It's a tradition to overchange power peacefully.
That's right.
Well, yeah. CNN, they're digging their own grave. All right, they've lost all touch with the American people. I mean, they're basically tabloid journalism. And the more these hit pieces come out, I think thanks for the plug. I mean, a lot of people I'll give them this
one. It looked good.
For the first time, at least I saw Alex Jones. Pictures of Alex look good. Yeah. You know, usually they'll show him from like 2006 in our old studio to kind of give us a, you know, not such a credibility look. And at least
Like Bill O'Reilly did on Fox News, just showing red-faced and screaming and about something that it doesn't have anything to do with what he's talking about there. Just take a little short little clip there to try to make him look bad. Let's go to an interview that Alex had after the election with Bev Harris. This is somebody who follows election fraud. She's a Democrat. We've had her on every election to talk about the real issues that we need to be concerned about. And this is something what we should not let go of is are things that we could do to improve the honest and true election that we have. And there's a lot of systemic fraud that is built into this, from not having people's voter IDs to allowing electronic voting machines where you deliberately shut down the auditing capability. Those things need to be looked at by everybody. Left and right needs to come back and look at that. But that's not how they're using this. And so I want to play and get your reactions to this Bev Harris report where she's talking about how they tried to steal the election from Trump, but they failed.
Bev Harris has a lot of integrity. She's been a Democrat, a liberal. She exposed what Bush did, and I was bipartisan. But there was more evidence of Republican fraud than Democrat. Both parties do it. And she said last week what Assange said. They're not going to let Trump have it. The fix is in. I'm no rocket scientist, but I've studied this. I saw places where she won by such margins, even their fake polls didn't say that. But they weren't in full control. You can't stop a landslide. I don't know Bev Harris's view on this yet. I'm going to find out, but I respect it. She is the expert globally. I'm not bragging. It's just a fact for us. People need to know how accomplished and on target she is. She's had more exposure of election fraud than everybody else combined. And that's not poo-pooing all those great folks. She is so effective. And when she was on a week and a half ago, it made national news. She released the information here on the fraction magic. These programs they found around the country that have no reason to be there but for fraud to pre-program what's going to happen at the central system. And, of course, Soros is involved, and she just said it. You know, most of the evidence is it's the Democrats, it's Soros. It looks like they're trying to do this. Well, just a lay looking at this, being up all night covering it, having the polls for each state in front of me, it looks like they weren't in control of some areas, and that's why Trump won, because it's such a landslide. But it should have been an even bigger victory. And so it looks like that again, Bev Harris has always said on the show for 15 years, you can't steal a landslide. Now, I'm going to find out if I'm wrong or I'm right here from her. And of course, we're pretty close to this right now. We'll know more as it unfolds. But Bev Harris, I mean, is that a basically accurate what I said, or is it wrong?
Yeah, basically accurate. You did pretty good, Alex. You know, as I was watching yesterday, a few things, the observations. One thing struck me very early in the morning yesterday is they had been planning fireworks, and then the Clinton campaign suddenly canceled their fireworks. And they did this early in the morning, which makes me curious as to whether, you know, their intel, they already knew they were in trouble at that point, because it didn't make sense otherwise. They may have still thought they could pull it off. Another thing that struck me, though, I have seen, particularly with the Democrats, a tactic where they'll take a concentrated blue area and hold back the results for hours and hours and hours. For example, when Hillary ran against Obama in the primary in Indiana.
Let's hold that right there, because we're coming up to a break. And what you just said about them holding the vote, that is something I've seen over and over again. Show us your card. You know, you're playing a game of poker, right? And then it's always the urban areas that are under control of the Democrats, just like we saw in North Carolina, where there's a very close gubernatorial race there, where they tried to pull it out for Hillary Clinton. They let the most heavily controlled Democrat area go for another hour and a half. And then they came in with 100,000 votes for the Democrat candidate there. That's what we've seen over and over again. But this is the first time I've seen them holding back their votes and continuing to pump these things in for like 3 weeks after the election. I mean, it's absolutely insane. We're going to be right back with Owen Schroeder and Darren McBreen, and we're going to talk more about how there are other people besides just Bev Harris pointing out how this thing is going to be audited, and we're going to show you exactly how they rigged this election. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroeder and Darren McBreen. And Darren is going to be with us to the bottom of the hour. At the bottom of the hour, Alex is going to be joining us with a report about provocative actions from Turkey, and NATO. Still trying to provoke war with Russia, and of course that's something we should be very concerned about. I've had a number of discussions. I've had an interview with a Russian news source. It's amazing how optimistic they are, because they've seen a loaded gun to their head, which they're still pointing at their head at this moment. But they've seen that. They felt a great sense of relief with Trump's election. So hopefully this is not something that's going to continue. We're going to get to that CNN report. I want to get your comments on this, Darren. Real quickly, though, before we go back to the news, we have, for the last day today, extended the specials that began on Black Friday and continued on through Cyber Monday. 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That was our very first product, folks, because it is so important. It's a very important nutrient to have to increase your health, to help your functioning of your brain. Also, Supermel Vitality, 30% off, part of our Cyber Monday free special. Again, these are going to end today. This is the last day. Then 30 to 40% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, the biggest discount of all of them, 50% off Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the last day for these specials, so take a look at these specials. Massive discounts, 30%, 30 to 40%, 50% off, the big discounts across the board on these basic items that you need for your preparedness and for your family's health. Darren, talk about what you think is the overall strategy of CNN. We were talking about that during the break, but just tell the audience where you see
The overall strategy. I think it's a chilling effect. What they are trying to send a warning to Donald Trump. Stop. You know, don't refer to InfoWars. And also, this is a message that they're continuing. It's the bullet point, the talking point about fake news. In fact, in the hit piece, they mentioned fake news.
Yeah.
And they said that that it basically implying that Trump gets his intelligence reports from conspiracy theory websites. So I think it's a chilling effect. It's going to backfire just like it always does and always has.
Yeah, they're putting out that narrative, as you point out. Well, look, Pence is in all these meetings and he's getting all the intel briefings, but Trump's just hanging out on Twitter. That's not true.
Yeah.
Pence came out today and said, I've never seen anybody so engaged, instantly grasping what's going on and asking very deep questions about what's going on. He catches what these guys are saying, and he asks them very pointed questions about where this headed.
And he's smart not to trust all the intelligence reports. He doesn't necessarily trust the CIA.
That's right.
And remember, it was Harry Reid who said he's the one that suggested that they give Trump faulty intelligence reports.
Yeah, exactly. So why is he complaining about it if he thinks he's getting false?
He's like, he can't trust the intelligence reports. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because we have a clip they're going to play later in the show, probably when Roger Stone joins us to talk about Trump's picks, because he's had a lot of picks. And, of course, pushing back against that, Chuckie Schumer and Harry Reid had a press conference. And they were saying, well, we're going to have something to say about this. He's not going to get these confirmed. Well, it was Harry Reid himself who got rid of the rule of having 60 or 67 senators had to confirm these picks. He said, no, we're going to do it with just a simple majority of 51. And so I was like, okay, you made that rule. You're going to die by that rule because you're not going to be able to stop any of Trump's picks. So it's interesting to see how this thing is shaking out. Owen?
Well, I don't know what CNN's overall agenda here was. I think that I checked the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And just a few hours after CNN ran their hit piece or promotional plug, honestly, for Alex Jones, if you want to call it that, probably benefited us more than it hurt us. Yep. We picked up a couple thousand subscribers on the Alex Jones channel.
Yep.
I haven't checked it this morning, but I think we're going to reach 1.9 million soon. And then maybe with the help of CNN, if they want to continue to hit piece Alex Jones, maybe we'll reach 2 million by the end of the year. So I encourage CNN to embark on this journey to try to take down or discredit Alex Jones. I encourage CNN and all of its talking heads to try to attack Alex Jones or try to separate Alex and Donald or try to have a chilling effect on Donald Trump, not to associate himself with media outlets that aren't Fox, CNN, or television approved news.
You know, it's interesting. We had that report that was was a recording, a radio interview with Donald Trump on 9/11 or the day after. Okay. The guy was asking about it. He goes, look, I'm a builder. I know that you're not going to knock down that building, especially. They bombed the foundation. It's the strongest part of the building. You're not going to knock it down with planes. Well, they had to have bombs or something like that. He knew from day one something was up with that. Okay, so that's one of the reasons why he's looking for other answers to what's going on here. You're not going to fool him with that. You're not going to gaslight him. You're not going to scare him away from this. He's going to look at this stuff, and I think he's honest enough when he disagrees with somebody to say it. And he knew from the very beginning that it was a bunch of nonsense.
He's not afraid to speak out. And this reminds me a little bit. They're trying to do the same thing with the whole birther controversy, okay? They're saying that InfoWars started the birther controversy. No, Sheriff Joe Arpaio had a team of investigators check it out. It was a long, thorough investigation.
And it was actually Hillary who started it.
And then Hillary talked about it. But there was a national press conference.
Yeah.
We sent reporters there. We covered it. That's how it started.
We'll be right back. Alex Jones is going to be talking about what's going on with Turkey and NATO.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer, and of course we've been talking about the CNN attack on InfoWars. You know, it was we played this quote over and over again from Hillary Clinton, where she said, it's an information war and we're losing it. Well, now she's lost the election, and they're desperate to try to get this narrative back. We just saw today, Owen, that Breitbart's app was taken off of the Apple Store. They're trying every technique they can to try to get back their monopoly on information, because that's the only way that they're going to win is if we don't have a free market of ideas, because in that free market of ideas, they can't compete.
And this is the way they go about soft censorship, where they don't just have to erase Breitbart. They just have to remove Breitbart, from the biggest platform. So, you know, you have an Android, you have an Apple phone, most people do. Okay, well, it's still on Android, but if you have Apple, unfortunately, you just can't get Breitbart News. Sorry. And then there's the other aspect of this, which I think might be the ultimate goal here, David. I think that this might be the ultimate goal. Breitbart is not verified on Twitter, okay? Now, I'm not verified on Twitter. I really don't give a damn about a Twitter verification, to be personally honest with you. But what I think their goal here is, David, to say, essentially, if you're not verified by Facebook or Twitter or whatever the mainstream platform is, if you don't have that checkbook, if you don't have that check or whatever it is, you're fake.
Yeah.
You're fake. That's how they're going to determine it. So it's not going to be up to you to verify what's real and what's fake. No, no, no. Just leave it up to Big Brother in the form of Facebook or Twitter or whatever social media platform is the biggest at that time. I think that that's their ultimate goal here, and that is the true soft censorship to just basically keep us from being in the public eye, keep InfoWars, Breitbart, whoever
it is.
We want
to be the gatekeepers. Exactly. And in the past, when we just had three
instead of you
networks,
being the gatekeeper,
yeah.
Big Brother's the gatekeeper.
In the past, when we didn't have the internet, and we didn't have an energized talk radio. We had things like the Fairness Doctrine that were imposed by the FCC, which said, no, we're only going to, you know, they use the licensing, okay, which is really what they're trying to do in a way with this verification. They're trying to set up that whole licensing regime, revive that to try to establish their monopoly again, the labeling of fake news. So we understand where they're going. We understand what their strategy is. And, of course, when we look at the specifics that they were talking about in this particular report, that's the broader strategy. Their tactic was to specifically attack Trump on this election issue. And it's not just us who's saying it, and it's not just Bev Harris who is talking about election fraud. WND had a report where they talked to Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote. She says she's convinced that Donald Trump is correct, that there was a lot of voter fraud. And, of course, when we talked to Bev Harris, she was talking about election fraud, where they found that on some of the software, instead of having integers, which is what you would expect when you're counting votes, you're only going to have whole numbers, they set it up for floating point calculations, which would mean that they'd be able to do a mathematical transform and allocate votes. There was absolutely no reason from a programming perspective that you'd have anything other than integers unless you were planning on doing something exactly like that where they're summing up the votes. But this is what True the Vote said. She said, we're going to have a reliable estimate of the number of people here. And she said, we're still collecting data, and we will be for several months, but our intent is to publish a comprehensive study on the significant impact of illegal voting in all of its many forms and begin a national discussion on how voters, states, and the Trump administration can address this growing problem. We need to understand that Donald Trump won this because he had a landslide turnout, just as we've seen with the people who showing up to watch him in the public speeches that he gave, and Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton would only couldn't fill up a small basketball stadium or something. They had massive tens of thousands of people showing up to see him. So we understand it was a landslide. We understand that's how he won, but we need to get an honest and fair election. And people even on the left, people in the Democrat Party, the grassroots, of course, the people at the top don't want this, but the grassroots should be concerned about that as well. And she said, nobody has wanted to get the answers for a long time, so questions haven't been allowed to ask. That's the paradigm that we are going to shatter. And we're going to continue talking about election fraud and the way that things can be changed. They're only using election fraud to try to discredit Donald Trump, to try to discredit InfoWars, and to try to rig this election, to try to destroy the Electoral College. Even Politico talks about how there's a hidden agenda with these people who are challenging it. Their real agenda, they said, is to get rid of the Electoral College. And we need to understand this Electoral College that is a firewall on the concentration of power into a few urban centers and the corruption that is there when they can pad these votes and continue adding votes for 3 weeks. I mean, that's the insanity of this. And that's what the Electoral College protects us from. So we need to understand that that's really the long-term strategy of these people.
It's funny, you know, how the whole Russia hacking thing just died out. Isn't that funny? It just died out. What happened to that? I thought Russia was hacking the election. No, but here's how my day went.
Well, they're talking about that in Germany now because they know that Merkel is going to lose, so they're already starting
to
build
up. They're going to do it in France with Le Pen and probably the whole
exactly,
nine yards.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Globalism is losing around the world. But, David, you come to my desk today. You say, hey, Owen, I want to have you on the show. We have to combat the real fake news here saying that voter fraud doesn't exist. We have to hit them right in the head with all the evidence. And I'm just sitting here like, oh, my God, I've covered this ad nauseum. I've done dozens of segments working for InfoWars covering voter fraud like this shouldn't even be going on. And, David, you sit here and you say, well, we deserve to live in a country with a fair election. Absolutely you do. But you know what? It goes beyond that, folks. All citizens of planet Earth live in a land of confusion right now. We deserve to live in a world where we know what the hell's going on, okay? I've got stories here, stack after stack, of local CBS affiliates doing independent investigations and finding mass amounts of voter fraud, okay? But then, just 2 days ago, CNN News or CBS News National, Donald Trump citing no evidence claims millions of people voted illegally. Your own network, your own independent investigations is covering voter fraud, and then you're going to print out a story saying Donald Trump cites no evidence. Why do I have to live in a land of confusion? Why do people have to live in a land of confusion, David? And ultimately, I think that's what we are trying to stop at InfoWars. You can say whatever you want about us. You can put whatever monikers you want about us. We might even get it wrong sometimes. But I'll tell you what, we are sick and tired of living in the land of confusion. I want to know what the hell's going on. I want to know why dead people are voting. I want to know why Donald Trump is claiming millions. I want to know why CBS is saying that there's no evidence and then their own independent investigations find evidence. That's what I want to figure out. That's what we at InfoWars want to figure out, David.
Well, that's the disconnect between the local reporters who are actually reporting news that happened and then the propaganda reporting, which is like what we used to beam into the former Soviet Union with Voice of America. Remember, it's just a few years ago they said, hey, we're going to make it legal to do that same kind of propaganda reporting by the government into the United States. And, of course, they don't really need that. They've got their own false media. But you're talking about the narrative about the Russians rigging the election and everything. Let's talk about what's really going on. I just got put on my desk here. Twitter says it would consider banning Donald Trump's account. Okay, there you go. Well, you know what, Twitter, if you just want to shut down your entire business model, you do that. Donald Trump is probably the best thing that happened to Twitter.
Isn't Twitter stock like dying already? I mean, you already banned Milo.
Oh, this is crazy. They would ban Donald Trump's account. Yeah, this is going to be the end of these people because the more obvious they become about this. First of all, he put Twitter on the map. Everybody started talking about Twitter. I got more involved with Twitter, frankly, because of Donald Trump. I wasn't really very involved with Twitter because I thought it was a great way for people to interact. And I like the way the news feed is there. But you know what? They don't have a monopoly on information, and they're going to lose what they do have. They're delegitimized what they're doing. If they ban Donald Trump, they're going to really shoot themselves in the head. This is just amazing.
These people hate Donald Trump so much, and they don't even understand they're handing him the world on a silver platter.
Yeah.
Don't you understand discredited fake news that all Donald Trump has to do is start his own news network and he defeats you? Don't you understand that all Donald Trump has to do is start his own social network and he defeats you? I mean, you are handing the entire world on a platter to Donald Trump and you don't even realize it. That's how blinded you are by your hate for
the
man.
That's amazing. That's amazing. But of course, the fake news was about the Russian involvement, but there are very provocative things that are happening. I want to get Alex Jones' report about something that's been a very provocative statement by Turkey's Erdogan talking about how they're really going to war with Syria and Russia. Here's that report.
Massive wars are something that most people never believe could actually happen until it actually happens, like a Mount Vesuvius erupting or a Mount St. Helens. Those sleeping mountains seem like they're dead until they awaken and rain down fiery death. Most geopolitical analysts believe that the world is closer to a new world war than ever before. Trump being elected obviously took the defense condition from 2 and 3 back to 5, back to the lowest condition, and there is some detente going on. But Erdogan, who has had all sorts of problems in Turkey. He basically staged his last election, that's admitted. There's been attempts to overthrow him. There's been multiple coup attempts. Everybody knows about that. He came out yesterday, and this has gotten no attention in Western press. Michael Snyder wrote about it for Economic Collapse Blog. It's on Infowars.com. And if you read his headline, it's not sensational. It's what's happening. Turkey has declared war on Syria. Does this mean that World War III is about to erupt in the Middle East? Now, let me explain what this really means. It actually means war in the Middle East between NATO and Russia has been declared by NATO. But it doesn't mean that that physical war has started yet. But it's kind of like the horse's gates open and the buzzer sounds, and the gates open. So he's a NATO member. There's a defense pact with all the NATO nations, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, set up for World War II, that if one nation attacks, they will all back that nation, or if one of those nations is attacked, they will back that nation. So you've got Turkey, gateway to the West, basically playing chicken with the world, or holding the world hostage. He came out 2 days ago and said, if you don't accept millions more migrants and give me billions more dollars and give me more power in the EU, I'm going to just let millions of more Middle Easterners come in out of Syria. All the folks from the Middle East have basically invaded that country, part of the five-year-old Arab Spring our government's financed openly. So the West starts all this. Turkey's involved. They've been attacking Syria for 5 years with aircraft and with bombers and with artillery and with tanks. But now, this is in the mainline state-run Turkish news. I mean, I didn't just believe this article. I went and looked it up. They've rolled in with tanks, fighter bombers in the north, and they say, quote, we are going to overthrow the tyrant Bashar al-Assad, and has declared war on Syria officially. Now, he does that because that triggers NATO. Now, who's got a defense agreement with Syria? And who's been invited in by Syria? And who didn't start this 5 years ago? Russia. I'm not picking sides here, folks. This is crazy. Russia has a lot of troops on the ground. They've got several air bases. They have been carpet bombing al-Qaeda, and they've turned the tide. They're kicking al-Qaeda, now known as ISIS, out of the country. They're losing on every front. That's in the news. U.S. forces are finally being allowed, because Obama's been embarrassed into it, to engage on the ground and push out the rest of the ISIS people. We have thousands of U.S. soldiers there, most of them special forces. What is it, like 10 of them died just in the last few weeks? I mean, it was like 6 in 1 week. I mean, this is a major war. We should get Colonel Schaefer on this week or next week to talk more about it as much as he can. And Erdogan, who's been caught buying the oil they stole out of Syria, and his son, the rest of it, working with ISIS, he's now really pissed, threatening even bigger migrant floods into Europe, threatening to join Russia 2 weeks ago, then pulling back, now threatening war with Russia. A state of war between NATO and Russia has basically been declared. If you look at the treaties, and that's exactly how London and Pitt and others a few months ago said that this could lead to World War III and is the biggest tinderbox in the world. If they use the example Turkey was just get another plane shot down and then respond, or if Turkey was to invade and then the Russians have to back up the Syrians, which they've said they'll do. And again, I go back to this. I wouldn't be saying do this if Syria was run by bad people, because it's their own nation. I don't want to start World War III. We're not an empire. We're not supposed to be. Even, though Karl Rove says we are. And we're, quote, history's actors. Okay, we're history's actors backing radical jihadis out of Saudi Arabia, taking over Africa and the Middle East, and menacing Russia. This is totally immoral. And the West started all this. And when their Somalis and Syrians and others stab people in grocery stores and shopping malls and colleges, we're told they're not jihadis. And don't say that or you're a racist. It's all about breaking our will and conditioning us to put up with anything. So here's your real headline. NATO is now in a declared war with Russia. It's worse than Turkey has declared war on Syria. Because when Turkey declares war on Syria, that activates the defense pacts above. That's a fact. Now, the New York Times will call that fake news. The same ones that lied us into war with Iraq when it was Saudi Arabia bare minimum hit us on 9/11. The same ones that told us, that Hillary would have a 97% chance of winning. No. The main analyst agree that this is now a state of war. Okay? And that it would be this type of event that could trigger it at any time. So let's get some attention on this. Let's get this covered in the news. Call your newspapers, folks. Call your TV stations, your congressmen and women, and say, do your job. pull Turkey back from this. We've got nuclear weapons, by the way, in Turkey at two different air bases, and we've given them so many weapons. They've got one of the largest militaries. I know they're in the top 10, folks. I mean, they're big. And they are the former center of the Ottoman Empire. Turks will fight. God, look at World War I. This is a serious situation. Wish we would have kept Turkey Christian. Constantinople, oh, but the religion of peace took it over. We're not migrating and taking over their countries. We're taking over our countries. And we're paying for it for over 1,000 years. Nothing against Muslims in general, but man, I'm not trying to conquer you. So stop trying to conquer us. And he says that. He says we're going to conquer you with migration. Go read the articles on InfoWars.com and also hit your knees and pray to God that we continue to have detente and push back from what is the brink of a chain reaction that could lead to a wider worldwide war. Because the Russians hit back, NATO hits back, and then it goes from unconventional asymmetrical warfare to conventional warfare, and then it goes to nuclear warfare. That's how this works. It escalates from ground war and guerrilla war to conventional mainline armies, and then it's in a matter of days, usually, escalated, experts believe, up into thermal nuclear war. Infowars.com/show. Censorship is massively intensifying. It's us and others. So please don't take these videos and articles for granted. We don't take you for granted. We're fighting the globalists here in America for our sovereignty, and we're fighting to stop the globalists from starting World War III. So this is a new kind of war. It's an information war that we're winning. We've got to use the info war and truth, our secret weapon, against the globalists, because they want a global crisis ahead of the economic collapse they're engineering. And that's very, very clear. So we are in incredible times. And Donald Trump's right. The answer to this is Americanism, not globalism.
Absolutely, because it's globalism that has given us these ideas of regime change, Owen, and ISIS is our surrogate in that area. And, of course, today they just announced, the Syrian government announced that it liberated a major road going into Aleppo so they can now bring aid in there. Is it a good thing to have ISIS in control of that area where they're cutting people's heads off, committing those kinds of atrocities in the areas that they control? They are our surrogates.
Stay with me right back. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medic, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores don't love to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroer. And, of course, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Roger Stone. And Owen, he's going to have a lot to say about the cabinet picks, the transition team. There's been a lot of picks in the last 24 to 48 hours. One of the things he said also about the attack on the Electoral College and them trying to switch the people who are going to go to the Electoral College just as they tried to take the delegates to the RNC and say, well, okay, this is what the people voted for, but we want you to override that. These are the same people who now are vociferously calling for direct popular elections, except when the people make the wrong mistake, as they say. And when the people make the wrong mistake, they want these people to undo that for them. And Roger Stone said, well, we're tracking this intensely. In an email, he said he's convinced that this is going to fail, but it is the dying gasp of the established order. So he's going to be joining us in the next hour and in the fourth hour. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about these pushback against the actual election results as well as what's on the transition team. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind people that today is going to be the last day for these extended specials that began with Black Friday. And we've had massive sales going through Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We've had 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off Super Male Vitality. We have 30 to 40% off select storable foods. That's a 25-year life on these made-in-the-USA, non-GMO foods, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere, and the best discounts that you're going to find anywhere, 30 to 40% off, and 50% off colloidal silver. A great time to stock up on that. It doesn't ever go bad. Okay, this is a perfect time to stock up on this. We've extended these sales, but today is the very last day. So 30% off of Nascent Iodine and Super Male Vitality, 50% off Colloidal Silver Bullet, and 30 to 40% off select storable foods. This is the last day we've extended that. Now, Owen, you were just talking about the cabinet picks, and of course there was a dinner last night with Mitt Romney. You were saying during the break that Mitt Romney was unfortunately looking very happy when he got out of that meeting.
I'm just trying to figure out how a guy like Mitt Romney operates. Just months ago, he was calling Donald Trump a con man. Well, of course it was, what, I guess 4 years ago, he was saying how great Trump was when he wanted him to endorse him for president. Then he comes out and he says he's a total con man, he's a fraud, you know, this, that, and the other thing, character assassinates him. Now Trump offers him an olive branch, sends him to dinner, and here he back is. He's like, Trump's great, I had a great meeting, what a productive meeting it was, I'm looking forward to talking to Donald again. So I just don't understand what is going on with Mitt Romney. But as far as Donald Trump is concerned, he appoints Mitch McConnell's wife. Mm-hmm. He's got Goldman Sachs now getting an appointment. And, you know, I don't know what his plan is for Mitt Romney.
Maybe two for Goldman Sachs.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
And who knows what he's going to do with Mitt Romney. But this isn't really draining the swamp. I mean, this is not the draining of the swamp that I think the American people wanted. Now, we're going to keep a close eye on Donald Trump. That's just what we do here at InfoWars.com. But it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what move he's really making here with Mitt Romney. What is behind the curtain here? Because, you know, he didn't just, we've heard what he did with the media. You know, he didn't just let Mitt Romney come into his office and didn't give him a tongue lashing.
Yeah, I was hoping that instead of frog legs, it was going to be crow on the menu. But I guess he's trying to make put out an olive branch to the Republican establishment. I thought he did enough with Reince Priebus, but of course, he's the one that is making moves. And as they say, it was Bismarck that said, in politics, you don't want to see the laws being made any more than you want to see how sausage is made. And unfortunately, we're now seeing how sausages have been made because we have this 24/7 media. They've even got a TV camera set up on the elevator there in Trump Tower. So we're looking at all this and we're trying to read the tea leaves. We're trying to look at this. It's difficult. I think we need to give him the benefit of the doubt. When we look at his pick for Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, even though he's got a Goldman Sachs background that's strong in that, he did come out today and he went down the list of Trump's priorities. That's very important that they're on the same page. I don't know if Mitt Romney is or not. We're going to be talking about that with Roger Stone in the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.